Guess what?
What?
Right now, we have our next contestant on the line. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Jennifer Eubanks in Santa Barbara, California.
Well, hello, Jennifer Eubanks. Where exactly is your landline located that you are speaking on?
I am hiding away in my office at work.
And what is your job?
I'm a web developer for a tech company.
Vague. I like it. Yeah. Jennifer, are you a big Michael Jackson fan?
I know quite a few of his older songs, not so much of the really recent stuff before he stopped making albums.
Okay. That is the nicest way to say that.
That's the greatest euphemism I've ever heard.
Yeah. Very diplomatic.
That's perfect, because this game is called Jacko All Trades, and it's about Michael Jackson, sort of. Turns out all of the answers in this game are also titles of Michael Jackson's songs, which includes duets and songs he co-wrote with other people. So our puzzle guru, Art Chung, right now is going to give you an example.
So Jennifer, if we said, according to experts, you can't make a scrambled egg without doing this first, the answer would be, beat it. Or, beat it!
Nice job, Art.
Yeah, that was beautiful, yeah.
I've been practicing.
It was like he was still making albums for a second there. All right, ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. According to the AMC network, Psycho, Fatal Attraction, and Marathon Man are some of the greatest movies in what film genre?
Thriller.
Exactly. Remember back when zombies just wanted to dance.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time. Before Apple introduced the iPhone 5C in 2013, you could only get an iPhone in what two colors?
Black and white.
Exactly, yeah. I really wonder how that question will sound like a few years from now. People will be like, what?
What's an iPhone?
What's an iPhone?
It'll be like the landline.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh my God, we have these landlines. They're super clear. What slasher movie and its sequels have grossed over $600 million worldwide since the first installment in 1996?
Is that Scream?
It is Scream. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I didn't know that was a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, it's him and Janet Jackson in the spaceship, and they're both wearing, like, spiky sweaters.
They're
yeah.
playing, like, space racketball or something.
Space racketball yeah. and running
really
around.
They get really frustrated, and they yell about it.
Yeah, and then they just scream a lot.
It makes you want to
yeah.
scream.
All we're saying is you got it right.
Awesome.
Sneaker maker Vans began adding this three-word phrase to its labels in 1976.
Ooh.
Joan Vans?
I do, but I haven't looked at them in a really long time, apparently.
You're not allowed to look down at them right now. That's cheating.
If only I'd known to wear that footwear today.
It was an early Michael Jackson album?
Ooh, a little hint from our puzzle guru. He must like you, Jennifer.
I don't know that one.
Don't know. All right. Off the Wall is what we were looking for. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
fans were very edgy in 1976. All right, this is your last question. Every time Jonathan Colton looks into the reflective front of his medicine cabinet, what does he see?
Be careful.
He says, I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
That's right.
That's right. Smooth Criminal would have also been accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, congratulations. Just because we love you so much, you're going to get an Ask Me Another prize. You want to go on a scavenger hunt and compete on Ask Me Another? Of course you do. So here's the thing. Just go out there and find a landline. And then you can be on our show. Send us an email to askmeanother@npr.org and we'll be talking. Coming up, we're going to chat with our very important puzzler, comedian W. Kamau Bell, about political humor and what life is like after hosting your own talk show. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.